So they know exactly where he was standing. So we, as a group, were so excited. They had this thing roped off with two or three people and guides there. No, don't touch, don't go by, don't do, you know what I'm saying? And we're standing there looking where Jesus stood. Like here to there. We're looking where he preached and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." I'm looking where he flexed for the first time. I know he did. You know he had to. We'll find out when we get there. But I promise you're going to hear, "I told you." You're not even going to think I'm going to be around you and go, "Jesus, did you flex there?" "Yes." "Told you." You're going to hear me from way over heaven. And so anyway, Randy, where's Randy at? He's in the back. Okay. So Randy and I are there, and they're not letting anybody near there. So the group kind of moves, and a lady comes from probably heaven, maybe with wings, I don't know. And she comes down and says, and so Randy and I are going to do a video, and with, you know, with the ropes behind me. And I said, so we started it, and a lady goes, "I'll give you 5 minutes in there." We said, "Who are you? What? Is that legal? Will we get arrested?" "Just go. Just go. Go." And I stood where he stood. And I said what he said. Thousands of years later. And I heard him. I heard him. He knew that day was going to happen. And he knew I was going to speak to you now. And he said, "Chip, don't just preach it. Don't just preach it here and there. Live it. Live it. Live it." That's where it's at right there. And so, and as on the plane home, you know, I'm listening to him what he's saying, and I heard all these scriptures come up to me. In him we live and move and have our being. Who's him? Who's Jesus? Christ. Who's Christ? The anointed one and his anointing. In Christ, let's translate it. In the anointing, let's translate it. In the power, we live. Have we been living in this anointing? Are we going from church to church and message to message? You live in the anointing. Paul says, live in it. Breathe it, eat it. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the power. It's everything you need. It's what Satan doesn't want you to have. Brother Hagin said, there's going to be a day where a generation gets a hold of this. I believe this is the day. I believe this is a defining moment in your generation today. From all over the world in Branson. I don't care if there was one person and I'm talking. I believe it's a defining moment to that person. I come home and tell our church we're living in it. I said, don't get in this judgmental, don't get in this. I even told him, I said, if you need to go to another church, go to another church. I'll help you. But I said, we are going to live in it from now on. And if we're living in it, then we're going to be healed and whole. There will be miracle signs and wonders. That next Sunday, we had three instant miracles that happened right before our eyes. We're not stopping. We're staying in it and we're living in it. Are y'all want to hear more about it? Praise God. Good. I'm glad you do. So the Lord told me to do that. I need to review the anointing with you. Now, here we go. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Okay? Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. All right? Now, so Brother Hagin or Brother Copeland taught a series that changed my life years ago, and I had no idea there would be a connection. He said, when you hear Christ, you need to translate and meditate. Translate the word anointing, all right? and then meditate on it. In Christ. Is there any scriptures you know about in Christ? Right? Think about some scriptures in Christ. All right? I can do all things. Right? Through Christ. Translate. I can do all things through the anointing. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ, or translate. Now, Paul said to live is Christ. Now, it's not just Christ that we translate. We can translate in him. All the in him scriptures. In the anointing, we live and move and have our being. Now, there's a biblical definition of the anointing as well. All these things are together. There is one. All right? Just as God created man in our image, we're all together. Are y'all getting this or not? He said our image. All right, we'll get to that a little bit later. But the biblical definition, let's look at it.